It's been a little while.
A little while.
Where have you been?
Where have we been?
Oh, where actually, that's a good question. Where have we been?
There's been a little bit going on lately.
There's been a few drinks before this podcast, just
We've
saying.
Got drinks happening again, which Cheers. Is a lovely, pleasant surprise Always. To get some drinks back in the studio.
Isn't it nice?
Extra Butter Podcast is all about stories that didn't quite make the show.
What have you got this week?
These ones didn't make the show. I'm talking about the moon and I'm talking about funerals.
Oh wow. Okay. All right, well, I'm talking about dessert because I'm all about the sweet stuff and brains for dinner as well because why wouldn't you want them? Hey, I got that too.
Let's drink to that.
The weird and wacky stuff we couldn't fit into the show. This is the Extra Butter Podcast with Cindy and Daz.
All right, numbers,
mm-hmm.
fractions,
yep.
percentages.
It's going to make my brain hurt.
So just pretend there's 100 people in front of you.
100 people in front of me now.
And there's 75 of them pushed aside.
Right.
That would be 75%.
25 people left.
Correct.
Or 25%.
But 75 of them
mm-hmm.
claim pudding is their favourite meal
pudding.
Of the course
okay,
when
yep.
they go out.
Rightio.
But nearly two-thirds of London diners, this is a London thing, that's why they like pudding.
Yep. Well, that was so, why there would be London diners in your story.
That's yep. correct. And mm-hmm. because it's so cold over there, you shove pudding in your mouth to make yourself feel warmer.
Is pudding a big thing in London?
I think so.
Is it really?
I don't know.
What sort of pudding? When I think of pudding, I think of Christmas.
Yeah, no.
Did your mum used to put like coins in the Christmas yep. pudding?
Not mum, because she couldn't cook as much as I can't cook. Sorry, mum.
Sorry, mum.
That's almost like a I feel like that's a like a European thing to put money in puddings.
Did you do that? Wasn't it like the penny?
I think yeah.
A penny in?
Yeah, well I'm not that old, but yeah, you're right. But when I think of pudding, I think like bread and butter pudding.
Yeah, okay.
So that nice sweet pudding.
Yep.
70 puddings.
Or 70
5% of the diners admit they hold off ordering something sweet after overindulging in meals earlier. Well, 33%, that's more than 75%.
Yep. That's like 108%.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
something going on there.
It only goes up to 109. What are these people thinking? 33% give in to pudding pressure and decline to order dessert when their companions opt out of doing so. I wouldn't, I just order.
So
I would say, so you've had your main meal.
Keep up. Yep.
Okay, and they come back and they say, would you like your pudding?
Yep.
And 33% of people say, no, I won't have any thanks because, like, old mate next to me doesn't want his.
Because Clarice and George,
Clarice.
They're not ordering, so I think I won't. Even though the pudding looks lovely,
yep.
I'm not going to order because they're not ordering.
I'm not. That's how I got so fat because I just kept saying, yeah,
that
no,
was
I'll
COVID,
have the
no, I think that was COVID.
I'll have the pudding, thanks. As a result, restaurant booking platform The Fork, who carried out the research, will be offering the dessert first dining experience from the 28th of March to the 4th of April. That's now.
Mm.
In partnership with restaurants, including, what's this? I don't understand what this is.
It's your story.
Oh, these are the restaurants. 2850, right. Silver Birch, Hush and Mathara.
Right.
Across the UK. So these gotcha. Are the restaurants in the capital. They're going to go the dessert first option. I am all about this.
I love this.
Patrick Hukikaris. Just make that up.
Or Mr. Brown.
Let's go with Patrick, Mr. Brown. Yep. Mr. Brown, managing director at The Fork, said The Fork is all about bringing happiness through amazing dining experiences. That's why we've created the dessert first week.
I like this.
I'm all about it.
Why not?
Giving 75% of Brits preferring to eat puddings first as the option. To
well, we've got a sample market of 108% right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know, so exactly. Okay. So, yeah, there's like 25 plus what, 8?
Yeah, well, it was like 75 plus 20, 33.
25, so, yeah. 30-something anyway, more people, yeah.
You're digressing.
I am. I do that. So they're going to give these people the traditional dining experience but throw it over on its head and let people be dictated by their taste buds.
I love this. this?
By the regular expectations, I suppose.
I'm just wondering, though, like if you ordered cheesecake first up,
yeah,
but you had a lovely rump coming.
Oh, yum.
How's that going to affect your rump steak when you've had a cheesecake? Because that's all about the palate, isn't it?
You're right. I think
I'm not sure about it now.
So why would they not? Okay, here's an option. Because we're all just greedy.
Mm.
We're super greedy and we overindulge. We all do it.
Yep.
So why wouldn't you just cut down the size of the main meal?
Not sure. At this stage, I'm at the bar. At this stage, I'm just saying, okay. Like if you're ordering your dumplings, I am at the bar getting us some espresso martinis.
Oh, I like this.
That's where I'm at. That's where my head's gone.
Okay.
So that's my kind of dessert.
Wouldn't mind one of those now, actually.
What have we got? Like Vodmax.
Yeah, Vodmax.
What is Vodmax?
It's Pepsi Max and vodka.
It's our Vodmax.
It's a trademark, ripper.
By the way, if you're listening, you can't use that.
We're on the absolute vodka because we have very happily decided to be very vocal about the fact that we have boycotted Russian vodka.
Yeah, get stuffed, Russia.
Yeah, you get stuffed.
Mind you, this is my opportunity to digress. So back to the story.
No, it's fine. So I think this is great because they're doing dessert first week, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
But if you want both, why wouldn't you... See, now I've just had an idea. Why can't they have half-size meals on menus? Because you could still have a steak, but it would be half the size.
Yeah.
And you could that's actually a really good idea.
I want to share a story. I was – here I am digressing again.
No, it's okay because that's done. I'm finished.
Is that the end of the story?
Yeah.
Oh, week finish. But I went and had lunch with a guy that I worked with once, and we went to a restaurant, and he ordered a T-bone.
Oh, nice. Yum.
And he said, Daz, don't order anything. And I said, well, why not? Maybe I'm a little bit hungry. And he said, because a T-bone is that big that we can share it.
Share it.
And I kid you not, it was Fred Flintstone big.
Oh, wow.
It was like $80 he paid. Thankfully, he was chatting for lunch.
Why were you having dinner with a man?
$80. Because we were just hanging out for lunch. We both worked at the same place. We hung out for lunch.
Is that a wee bit weird? Did he love you?
80, maybe he had a crush.
You've got a thing.
A bro crush.
You've got some type of like magnet on
I have
for
an
gay
attraction.
Men. You have gay men.
Gay men.
Are attracted to you.
Now, he paid the $80, but the steak was that big.
Mm.
Like it was a brontosaurus steak, T-bone. It was like huge. And there was enough of... We put the veggies with the T-bone, Brontosaurus T-bone. There was plenty of the both of us.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Now, if that hadn't been the case, if I'd have had dessert before that, there's no way I would have got through that Brontosaurus T-bone.
But
no
who had
way.
The good bit? You know that small bit on the side of the T-bone? That really tender, nice part.
He picked out it because he was paying. Like, I can't just go and grab all the good bits from the T-bone when he was paying for lunch. So I don't know what I got because I just felt guilty being there for an $80 T-bone.
For our regular listeners that know us by now, just out of interest, how do you have your steak cooked?
Medium well done. Or medium rare. Depends on how I'm feeling.
Oh, my God.
Medium rare.
Absolute moron.
What?
Medium well done or medium rare that's just
depending how I'm feeling. Sometimes I feel like a little bit extra cooking.
Oh, you're weirdo.
A little bit more of a burn to it.
All right, no,
that's
go.
How I roll.
Thirsty, you're
why don't you grab a drink?
I will
that's
do that.
That was a great start, by the way. Strong start.
Very much. I'm here to please.
I want to talk about the moon because I love the moon.
Okay.
The moon is part of our life. It's been part of my life ever since I was born. The moon's always been there.
I've got the moon cycle on my watch, on my Apple Watch.
You're on some sort of a cycle. I don't know that. The first sample of moon dust ever collected is up for sale for nearly $1.75 million Australian,
why?
If you don't mind.
Why?
The dust was scooped up by Neil Armstrong.
Mm-mm.
Neil listens to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah.
So he probably wouldn't listen. He used to listen.
Channeling his inner aliveness.
His inner aliveness. it was scooped up by Neil anyway during the famous moon landing in 1969 with the astronaut placing it in a contamination bag that was handed over to NASA, as you would say. No one else says that.
You know what? We did this live on radio this week.
Mm-hmm. We spoke about the same thing.
And you did it again. You threw me
NASA.
Under the bus,
it's
you
NASA.
Moron.
It's NASA.
Stop.
The precious item was later stolen from a space museum in Kansas before lawyer Nancy Carlson, typical.
She from The Simpsons? Oh, no, that's Nancy Cartwright.
I don't believe you know characters from The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Or The Simpsons even.
Yeah.
Nancy purchased it for £700, which would be about $1,300?
Yeah, about that,
in 2015, after it was unwittingly auctioned by US Marshals officers.
Mm, everything's gone up in price.
It is now set to sell at auctioneers Bondman's in New York for over 1,400 times what Carlson bought it for 7 years ago.
Ouch. Inflation.
Adam Stackhouse, good afternoon, Adam, a specialist at Bonham, said it is only time in history. It's the only time in history a verified sample from the Apollo mission has sold at auction. This is a rare relic marking the height of human achievement. I think, you know what? If I could put a bid in for a little bit of moon dust, I would do that.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm not sure. I would.
What are you going to do with it?
I would, but I wouldn't go up as high as 1.75 mil.
How much
I think it would have stopped maybe at $1.75.
Right.
I'm not sure whether it would have gone up as high as 1.75 mil. But you know what? That is a bit of moon dust from the moon. Like, really. Like, you'd have to almost. Like, if you had that.
When you.
That's pretty extraordinary.
All right, so you're talking about moon dust.
Which is dust from the moon.
Moon something a little earlier. I just think moonwalk, Michael Jackson. What else can you think of in the moon? Bert Newton's face?
Moon face.
Moon face. Like, what else?
A little bit too soon maybe on that.
Is that? No, it's not. We've just lost Shane Warne. It's fine.
Poor taste.
No.
We've got a bit more to get through. This is the Extra Writer Podcast with Cindy Naz. Back in a moment.
Sorry, Bert.
Hi, this is Jimmy Barnes for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. When I'm on tour, I love seeing fans having a great time at the gig. And because I sometimes play pubs and clubs, that great time usually involves a lot of drinks. What I hate to see is one of my fans try to drive home after they've been drinking. So before you go to a gig, plan ahead. Share a taxi or arrange a designated driver who won't drink. You'll make the road a lot safer for all of us.
Welcome back to the Extra Butter Podcast with Cindy and Daz.
You know, before I was just talking about food.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. I'm a little bit
hungry. Now. It is Friday night. It's what time is it now? Just after 7 o'clock here in Melbourne.
I'm a little bit hungry. Now, I'm going to hand you the paper because I can't pronounce names. Can you go to the second story, first line? What's his name? Weem who?
Weem Briish.
William Briash sounds with, like a bun.
Go with Briash.
Well, what's a bun?
B-R-I-E-S-B-R-I-E-C-H-E, Briash.
Briash is
William
a
William Briash. Go with that.
William Briash.
William Briash.
Who's his parents? I want to slap them. Anyway, William.
William.
Poor darling.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder he's turning to extreme diets with a name like that. After a plant-based food left him with health issues. I think it was his name that left him with the health issues.
Maybe, yep.
And is now capable of eating 5 raw organs in one sitting.
Right.
William.
William's eating what? Five raw organs.
Raw organs.
Are we talking like human organs?
In one sitting. Well.
Now I'm not hungry anymore.
What he usually likes, his go-to, is veal brain, lamb liver, beef heart during the day, and has suffered no ill, apparently, effects from his unique meal choices.
Wonderful does selections, by the way.
Does he not have Uber Eats?
I often think to myself I could really do some veal brains right now.
It's really interesting, actually, because beef heart is actually calling my name.
It's right up there, isn't it?
It's right up there. It is. He told Lad Bible, which is a very reputable source.
I love Lad Bible.
You do, don't you?
Great stories.
He says, William Briash.
Briash.
Briash, which is not William. A bread roll.
Hello to the Briash family. And apologies for the mispronunciation. I can't even believe I actually said mispronunciation.
You are doing extremely well considering the amount we've drank. Exactly. Anyway, exactly. As I was saying, he told Lad Bible, I first made the switch to cooked carnivore after my doctor informed me that I had a lot of inflammation in my digestive and nervous system. Like, wouldn't
what
you normally
when you get older?
Just grab a couple of glasses of water and knock them back?
I'm not really sure.
He says, as I adopted this diet, I started reading books about the benefits of meat, and a lot of carnivore doctors eat their raw meat, so I decided to go for it. Is he Japanese? Don't they just eat raw meat?
That's raw fish.
Oh.
Not sure about the meat part of it.
Yeah, righto. He says, my favourite raw food is my concoction in the morning, veal brains. I also like raw ribeyes and Phillips. Oh, okay, no, done.
Yeah,
I'm
come
done.
On, mate. Come on,
mate. What's your name? William.
William.
William. Like,
we don't do raw stuff here, mate.
That's really dangerous, isn't
it,
to
that.
Eat raw food?
I don't know whether it is or not.
Actually, it's funny because sometimes I work in a kitchen. I know this sounds bizarre because I don't cook. I don't work in a kitchen. I support young people that work in a kitchen.
Yep.
But I was talking to a head chef the other day and we were talking about raw food and he was saying that the only place in the world he would eat raw meat would be in Japan because they prepare it that well in Japan.
They love their raw stuff, don't they?
Well, they live till they're 917.
I know.
So maybe we should head over there and have a bit of a ask something to eat. Anyway, I'm thirsty. You move on, shall
we? Do you know that when you ask the Japanese people, you know, what is the secret to their longevity?
Yeah.
They never say raw food.
No, they say wine. KFC.
The KFC is only on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Big on that.
You're right.
What is the story behind that? So they just decided.
To make it a Christmas tradition. It's gold.
How are we talking about Christmas? And I'm all it's about like it. April.
I know it's Easter
April
coming
Fools.
Up. Oh, don't. No, okay. it finishes after 12 p.m. Okay. I'm done.
Right. One Aussie bloke has revealed the most outlandish of job positions. Mm. Mind you, this didn't make the show this morning.
Yep.
So the podcast is all about stories, weird and wacky stories that didn't quite make the show this morning.
Right? Yeah, that's that.
I was almost going to read this. I was almost going to read this.
This morning?
Yeah, but I thought, this is too good. This is for the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You saved it.
Anyway.
You guys listening now are getting it.
One Australian bloke, again, has revealed the most outlandish of job positions that sees him secretly crash funerals on behalf of the deceased.
Oh, my God, I love this so much. Talk to me.
Bill.
Yep.
Surname unknown.
Of course.
Who has coined himself the coffin confessor.
Oh, I like this.
Is a private investigator or a...
PI.
You got it.
Yeah.
You're right on the money here. Like Magnum. Did you watch Magnum?
Magnum PI. No, I never did.
Did you think Magnum was hot?
No.
Tom Selleck?
I don't know.
I did. I may have had a bit of a bro crush on...
Did you?
Like most fellas in the 80s had a crush on Tom Selleck because he was right up there. If I was going to switch over... And back for the other team, it would be for Tom Selleck with the mo and the shorty shorts.
Did he wear white suits?
No, he just had like Hawaiian shirts and shorts on and drove the Ferrari.
And a mo.
He was like, yeah.
He was that Selleck. Cool, yeah. Like,
look out, mate. anyway, the coffin confessor is a PI who has worked with very closely with clients who are on their deathbed.
Okay.
Like he really gets close with these guys.
All right.
Often at times in his line of work, the clients are discovering some pretty damning news that they don't quite have the strength to address or call out in their state.
No, stop it.
That's where Bill comes in.
Okay, Bill.
Bill steps in now.
Yes, Bill.
Did I tell you I had a crush on Tom Selleck?
Yeah, you might have said that. Okay. Yeah, this is very awkward.
That's probably why the gay guys love me so much, because I may come across that way.
Make things in our relationship a little bit curly later.
The crux.
Right.
Now,
yeah,
how
crux.
Often do you use C-R-U-X in a sentence? The crux.
Good question.
What does crux actually mean? Is that like getting why are we doing hands?
The point of the story is the crux.
The crux.
Yeah. It's a weird word.
The crux of the job description was revealed on SBS Insight, where Bill is entrusted to crash a deceased funeral and reveal a secret they had while alive.
Dun, dun, dun!
He might rock up at their funeral or the wake or even during the reading of the will.
So he's going to go in and say, guess what?
Bill, the coffin confessor.
He's going to say Harry was having an affair and her in the third row.
Harry didn't want to mention this while he was alive. However, I've been entrusted by Harry.
I love this.
To call out Madge. So this is what he does. So,
I love this.
So Harry doesn't have to front that, right?
Does Harry get sad that he's seeing like
Well, Harry's dead.
Dying
like, he's
people?
He's not going to get... Bill.
All the time, yeah.
Bill is all over this. Now, the coffin confessor charges between $2,000 and $10,000 Australian per client and says he never gets a complaint. Never, ever gets a complaint. You know what?
Because they're dead. They're dead.
But Bill comes in.
They pay up front.
But Bill comes in and no one's ever going to go crooked Bill because he's just delivering a message. It's not him.
God, this is amazing.
I think there is something in this for us.
I think so.
We could become the new coffin confessors.
I love this.
Let's forget Bill because we can quite easily move Bill out of the
Get out, Bill.
I'm going to just get rid of that.
Yeah, no, let's keep talking about this because I'm all about it. There is something in this.
So we just go in there and we just say, you know what? Hey, this is in your dad.
Can you imagine?
We're on radio on Fridays, by the way, but we're here to crash your coffin party.
Can you imagine?
And we've got a story to share.
The stuff. And the people, look, this might sound, yep, no, oh,
it's
you're
empty,
out of drink.
It's
okay.
Empty, by the way.
The people that, I'm getting messages all over my phone right now. Something's going on.
Well, they're not listening to the podcast.
Not right now. Yeah, that's right. They can't hear us, but they're going to be all about it. But can you imagine the stuff that they hear? And also the person that is slowly deteriorating.
Yep.
That's my polite way of saying it.
Yep.
They must feel amazing to get this off their chest.
Release it.
Release it.
The story is going to get shared. I'm going to be already gone.
I don't care.
We need to let everybody know what's going on with Harry and Madge.
Do you think, right, if you're Harry and you've had an affair with Madge for 20 years, but your wife's there, do you think that's a good idea? I mean, what kind of ripple effect are you leaving behind?
You know, Bill earns between $2,000 and $10,000 to do that. So I think there's a message in there somewhere that I have no idea what it is.
But why is it between $2,000 and $10,000? Like, what kind of message is like does he have like a menu? Like, if you're having an affair, it's going to cost you $10,000. If you've stolen some money out of Madge's purse, it's going to cost you $2,000. Like,
I don't know, but
how does this
work? I tell you, what a great idea. Well done, the coffin confessor. We should try and get him on the show, the coffin confessor. Wouldn't that be a great chat?
Can you
I try and track him down,
is he
maybe?
In Australia?
He's Aussie. Like,
do you know what? It's funny because we say stuff like this all the time, but can you actually do this? Because I really would be interested.
That would
in
be
this.
A great chat. I'll see if I can find him and see if we can get him on the show, which is on the buzz every Friday morning between 6 and 9 Australian time in Melbourne.
Yes, it is. Let's get him.
That's pretty much it for us.
I want to know.
I want to go back to the bar.
Yeah, let's do that.
Are we eating tonight or not? Or we're just drinking.
Look, let's just drink and figure the rest out. There's biscuits up there. I've been like hoeing into them.
I'll just get some toast organised, shall I?
Yeah, great.
Have you had any raw veal brains?
No, not with me, but we could Uber some in.
Uber some veal brains.
Why not?
Why not indeed?
We're going to save a restaurant lots of cooking time right now.
That's another podcast done.
Yeah, righto.
We might come back. We've been really off the radar of late. I know it's been a bit slack of us.
Yeah. I didn't even get to talk about the mice that have riddled my house. That's probably got something to do with it.
Well, we talked about that on the show. Yeah. So, you know, if you want to find out what's going on with the mice, you need to tune in at The Buzz next Friday morning.
Very, very unwelcome visitors, as opposed to what's-his-face, who would be a very welcome visitor if you're on your deathbed.
Who's that? Bill.
Bill.
Bill the coffin confessor.
Yeah, all right. Wrap it up.
We'll be back soon.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of the Extra Butter Podcast with Cindy and Daz. For more, check out extrabutter.com.au.